Five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Truth, Beer, and Podsequences 0.5. What is 0.5, you might ask? It is where we do a quick under 10-minute recap of the local beer events happening in and around Cincinnati. We try to cover just the big events, the big anniversaries, the really special beer releases. If you want to know about trivia nights, food trucks, kind of the typical weekly happenings at your local breweries, follow their pages on all of their social media accounts. But we're going to go ahead and let you know what's happening going through December. I am joined by the best co-host of all time.
Thank you, Julia. That was awesome. So I am Marco. I'm a brewer locally here in Cincinnati. And Julia, I don't remember. Did you introduce yourself?
I'm Julia. I drink beer.
Awesome. Awesome. So thank you, Julia, for that introduction. And let's get into it. So on the 30th of this month, so that is when this post, that is happening, so this coming weekend. So the 30th of October, March 1st, is having Drink for a Cause Day to support the Chip Terry Fund, which is for first responders. Also, Streetside is having Demogorgon Day. So much Demogorgon, all the Demogorgons. They all, you know, from all the different Demogorgon places are all coming together at Streetside. You're going to be able to drink a base Demogorgon and all of the little, you know, cousins and siblings of
Demogorglets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be a good time. It's going to be a very good time. On November the 6th, Sonder Brewing's third anniversary is happening. They're going to have special beers tapped all day long, every hour on the hour. A new beer or a new variant is going to be tapped, as well as some absolutely fantastic packaged beers. On November the 13th, BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery, our home away from home, is having their fourth anniversary party from noon until 11 p.m. More details to come. They haven't released too much about that yet, but it's about to be a hell of a good time.
Same day, Sam Adams Tap Room is having their third anniversary, and also the following day. So that's Saturday, November 13th, and then Sunday, November 14th. They're celebrating their third anniversary of the Tap Room. There is going to be Utopias there that you can purchase tastes of. And then also there, it's going to be a special bottle release, which is fantastic. Hey, Sam Adams Tap Room. You have all our social media information. Just get in touch with us and let us know, you know, what time our VIP tasting of Utopias is going to be. Happy to be there, and, mm-hmm. and thank you once you reach out. And I'm sure that's coming shortly. November 20th at the Foaling Warehouse is going to be the Beer, Booze, and Bonks Fest, presented by the Gnarly Gnome, Cincy by the Pint, and sponsored breweries, Cartridge Brewing and Third Eye. They are going to have hand-selected beers from across the Cincinnati region here, and you should have an amazing time. Two sessions, an early session, a late session. VIP gets you in early, the early session, and then VIP for the late session gets you into the Kick the Keg event that happens after the late session. Make sure that you put that on your calendar. You may see Truth, Beer, and Podsequences there.
On November the 21st, Westside Brewing is having their third chili cook-off competition. I believe that all these spots to enter your chili are sold out. But for $10, you can show up, try everyone's chili, vote on your favorite, and they will be picking one officially judged winner and one popular vote winner. On November the 27th, Fibonacci Brewing is having their first brewery bazaar. They typically do a lot of farmers markets, but this is going to be the first event for local artists and crafters. And there is one more big event on that list, Marco.
Yep. December 4th, Braxton is having Dark Charge Day. So there's going to be VIP Igloo tickets. So check out their social media, Facebook page, all of that stuff for information on the VIP Igloo tickets, plus information on the beer and the beer variants or anything special that they're doing for that day. Sure, if it's anything like past years, it's going to be big.
It's going to be bussin'. Just one.
Okay.
For now, until they release what they're releasing.
Yes, then they get another bussin', and then, you know, cap situation.
That's all that we have for the upcoming events. If you know of an event that's coming up within, you know, at least 2 weeks out, let us know at Truth Beer Pod on all of the social medias. You can email us at truthbeerpod@gmail.com. Try to give us a couple weeks' notice so that listeners have time to get it on their calendar and to plan to go to some of these absolutely phenomenal events that are happening in the Cincinnati craft brewing world.
Sounds great, Julia. Let's go ahead and wrap it up for Truth Beer Pod 0.5 today.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.